very disappointing. Great expectations of the whole country, and I really expected them to do very well, but it was hugely, hugely disappointing. You know, we've nothing to look forward to now for the next fortnight, and I thought we had a great chance of possibly going the whole way, even to the final, and it is hugely disappointing.
Wales just seemed to have Ireland's number every step of the way, didn't they?
We couldn't seem to get any energy or momentum at any stage in the game. The Welsh started quickly and they scored very, very easily. It was a real gimme score. I couldn't believe the amount of tackles, first up tackles we missed that. And Wales got the momentum from an early stage and we just couldn't get it back. Like, they seemed to have greater energy. They were first to the breakdown. They were stronger offensively. Our main battering rams like O'Brien and Smith weren't able to carry. They just got momentum and never left it go.
And our back row as well, much revered heading into this game as well. They were non-existent today, weren't they?
Extraordinary. I mean, the Ferris O'Brien and Heaslip, like, they were talking about them as the back row of the whole tournament, like, and they were just outplayed by Lydiate and by Warburton. You know, open side flankers. Ferris and O'Brien, every time they got the ball, they were tackled by the ankles and couldn't get momentum. I'd say, in fairness to Warren Gatland, who is a very experienced coach, he obviously had his homework done extremely well and he targeted Ferris and O'Brien as the Irish big ball carriers and never left them get any momentum whatsoever. Consequently, Ireland couldn't get any momentum and were on the back foot all day. And then when you're on the back foot, it goes out to Ronan O'Gara, it goes along to O'Driscoll and Darcy. There's mistakes happen and Wales just got on top and kept it. Unfortunately, we couldn't get momentum there, but I think it was a lot to do with the tactics employed by Gatland.
And the tactics employed by Kidney today, he's gotten it right all the way through the World Cup. Did he get it a bit wrong today?
I'd be very loath to criticise Kidney, and it's hindsight is obviously 20/20 vision, but I also felt particularly against the likes of Wales when you have Jason Roberts and Jonathan Davies in midfield, and Priestland is a big man himself. I always felt Darcy, O'Driscoll and O'Gara is that little bit fragile in defence. And I made a case last week for possibly starting Sexton in this match because of the size of their midfield. And I was probably proved right, but I don't like saying that now in hindsight, but I said it before the match. I felt Sexton is a better defender than O'Gara. And with the likes of Roberts and Jonathan Davies coming down the 10 channel, I felt we were vulnerable in that situation, and that's what happened. Jason Roberts, we just couldn't stop him. He was taking two or three men to stop him all the time. This was obviously leaving gaps elsewhere, and that's when the holes appear and their scores. So Gatland had his homework done there as well, you know. So, you know, we picked your own team, but perhaps in hindsight, we should have possibly put a bigger man in the middle of the pitch. I have been saying all along that we should have picked Trimble, perhaps, and put Tommy Bowe in the middle of the pitch for just pure physique. And then possibly Sexton as well, because of, you know, he's 6'2" and 16 stone. But, I mean, as I say, hindsight is 20/20, but we were vulnerable in the middle of the pitch today.
It was such a golden opportunity to get to a World Cup semi-final, wasn't it?
It was our greatest chance ever to get to a World Cup final, even, because I see we whoever won today was going to beat whatever England and France had to offer. But unfortunately, we were beaten by, I must say, a better team today. Wales played better than us. Their front row was solid. Their back row was better than our much vaunted back row. In the middle of the pitch, they got the forward yards with power. And in fairness to them, they deserved their victory because they were better than us on the day, unfortunately.
Probably going to see a lot of retirements after the World Cup now, Massaway.
You would expect so. It appears to me at this level that O'Gara and O'Driscoll's race is possibly run, you know. We have to move forward and go for the younger men. You know, Conor Murray was a find in that, like, but there's a couple of old fellas there who, you know, O'Driscoll is still good enough, don't get me wrong, and so is O'Gara, but, you know, their race is run really for the next World Cup, certainly, and possibly even for the next Six Nations, and maybe give the younger people their head and move on.
Just looking at the other game this morning, were you surprised that France beat England?
Very much so. Very much so, because they were in absolute disarray, but there's some sort of word on the street now that the senior players in the French panel took over the team room and decided to do things their way and marginalised Livremont because he has been clown-like in his preparations of France in recent months. Like, I mean, Trinduck single-handedly dismantled Ireland in the Aviva there in August and he wouldn't start them in any of the matches. So he's been very poor. But the senior players took over and they played with a little bit of French